The American Dream takes another beating at Trinity Rep. The theater opened its season with a powerful, spot-on version of Arthur Miller's ever-vibrant Death of a Salesman. Now, Trinity has put forth another work that cuts its way into the idea that in America, if you work hard and mind your business, you will do well. Skeleton Crew is set in the world of African Americans. Its characters have all started with problems. The play, by Detroiter Dominique Morisseau, says their way upward is definitively difficult, definitively different than the one that white Americans face. The four workers are all together in a major mechanical factory, a Detroit place where everything must be done with clear and accurate work or else. There's Dez, a tough street kid who makes some major bad decisions. There's Shanita, a smart young lady with a baby on the way and other problems too. Then there's Reggie, a young man moving up in the work world, but he's faced with problems he can't quite understand. And finally, there's Faye, a 50-ish woman with outward powers and internal difficulties that just won't go away. A major difficulty is that all of them are faced with the threat that their workplace is on the way out, a decent job fading away from that American dream. From that premise, we see their trials and tribulations grow and grow until the unsurprising end. All of this is done well. Playwright Morisseau gives each character clear needs, clear hopes. And the cast, directed by Tiffany Nicole Green, is strong. As Reggie, Jude Sandy catches all of the needs of a guy on the way up who's faced with almost insurmountable problems. Shanice, Liana Harris, and Will Adams are both fine and fearful as the young couple, struggling often. And Leeson Mitchell, as the 50-ish woman, is splendid. She makes her character tough and smart, and then crashes everything. So, where are the problems, you ask? Well, first of all, Skeleton Crew is set in a theater-in-the-round motif. All too often, major moments are done with the back of actors toward much of the audience. A small but annoying continual problem. Another is that at frequent times, it is difficult to understand what is being said. And finally, Skeleton Crew manages to, more or less, forget about the problems of its people who lose jobs with little hope of regaining anything ever as good. The end says that all will be okay because they are going to hang on together. It's a nice thought, but not one with much real hope, which is very sad, but unfortunately, all too true, all too often.